you know, after you thrash them all.
Yeah, is that, will thrashing them separate the oats from the rest?
No, more than cleaning them.
Yeah, okay. What about how much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
Well, now about anywhere from 50 bushels up.
50 bushels up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Used to 12 or 15 bushels way back yonder.
Uh-huh.
That's about what we used to make, 12 or 15 bushels acre way back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now most of them makes anywhere from 50 up to 100 bushels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had something this year made around 50.
Is that right?
Small patches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if the two of us together had to do a job, you'd say that you and had to do it.
Two of us had to do a job.
Uh-huh. You'd tell me, well, and have to do it.
Well, me and you.
Okay. All right. Or what about, in other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for...
both of us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or what about if you and another man have to do the job, you'd say that and have to do
John and myself, or John and me, or some of the kind.
Or if you didn't want to use his name, you could just say...
him and me.
Okay. Or what about, let's say, if you went over to somebody's house and you knocked at their door and somebody inside asked, who's that? You'd just say, if you didn't want to use your own name, you'd just say, oh, it's just...
it's me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if you're inside the house and another man that you're expecting knocks on the door and you know who it is, and if somebody inside asks, well, who is that? You might say, well, it's just, if you don't want to use his name, you could say, it's just.
Let's see now. Let me get that now.
Uh-huh. Now, you said you'd say, it's me. But you might tell the person inside, oh, it's just.
If it's him.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if it's a woman, you could say, oh, it's just, uh-huh. Or if it's several people, it's...
them.
Okay. What, talking about how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Mm-hmm. Or the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Okay. Or talking about how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better than...
better than I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if a man had been running for 2 miles, and after 2 miles he just had to stop, couldn't go any longer. You'd say that 2 miles is too much
to run, or he'd give out.
Mm-hmm. Or that's maybe the farthest he could go?
Farthest he could go.
Okay. What about if something belongs to me, I say that's...
that's his.
Well, if it belongs to me, I'd say that's...
mine.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to you, I'd say that's...
that's yours.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to him, that's...
that's him.
That's... if it belongs to him, that's...
his.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to her, that's...
her.
And if it belongs to them, that's...
belong to them.
Uh-huh. Or you could say it's... if it belongs to them, it's...
there.
Okay. Okay. What about if some people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, what would you say to them if you wanted them to come back again at another time?
Come again.
Mm-hmm. If there are several of them, would you say, now you come again, or you all come again?
You all come again. All? There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you say you all, do you ever say y'all instead of you all?
Y'all.
Y'all. Uh-huh. And talking about those same people, if you wanted to know if a car in your front yard belonged to those people together, how would you ask them if that was...
is that your car?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody around here say, is that y'all's car?
Y'all's.
Uh-huh. Y'all's car? Do you say that much yourself?
Y'all's, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what about if I went to a party and you didn't get a chance to go, and you wanted to know everybody